From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A Brussels police official says that three police officers have been slightly injured when shots were fired during an anti-terror raid in the Belgian capital. The police official, who requested anonymity because the operation was still ongoing, said the exact circumstances of the incident were still unclear, or whether the police officers were struck by bullets or injured in another way. Media reported that the anti-terror raid took place in the Forest neighborhood, which is close to Molenbeek, home of several people involved in the November 13th attacks on Paris that killed 130 people. The first wave of Russian warplanes arrived Tuesday from Syria following President Vladimir Putin's surprise announcement to withdraw most of his forces from the Middle East country after a 5.5-month operation. Russian television showed three fighter planes landing at an airbase in the southern part of the country with pilots mobbed by supporters on their arrival. Amid waving Russian flags and red, white, and blue balloons, a brass band played the Russian national anthem. Meanwhile, at Syrian peace talks in Geneva, the main Syrian opposition cautiously greeted Putin's troop withdrawal. Police in Berlin say a man has been killed after his car exploded while he was driving. This is city police spokesman Michael Merkel. He says the explosion occurred early Tuesday, and he says that so far what they know is that the driver was along this road, and the blast apparently took place as the vehicle left the street and drove right into a parked car. The driver, which was in the car, was severely injured that he died on the spot. VOA News. South Sudan will cut the number of staff at its embassies across the world to save costs, according to its foreign affairs ministry Tuesday. It comes as conflict and low oil prices take a toll on government finances. The nation plunged into civil war in late 2013 when political crisis provoked fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and rebels allied with his former deputy, Riek Machar. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports fighting between government and opposition forces in Mozambique is prompting growing numbers of refugees to flee to neighboring Malawi. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Refugee Agency reports nearly 11,500 Mozambicans have fled to Malawi since mid-December. The UNHCR reports the exodus of Mozambican refugees has been growing and shows no sign of abating. Spokesman Leo Dobbs says the authorities in Malawi are finding it increasingly difficult to cope with the rising number of people. So he says the government has decided to reopen a former refugee camp to deal with the influx. He says during the past month, aid workers have seen the number of refugees arriving in Kapise grow from around 130 a day to around 250 a day. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik on Tuesday made a Nazi salute at the opening of his lawsuit against Norway over his prison conditions, confirming fears he would use the opportunity to grandstand his extremist views. Despite his theatrical entrance, Breivik's lawyer insisted that his suit contends his 5-year prison isolation constitutes inhumane treatment. Breivik is serving the maximum 21-year sentence for killing 8 people in a bomb attack outside a government building in Oslo in July 2011. The U.S. further eased its restrictions Tuesday on American travel to Cuba and at the same time expanded Cubans' access to U.S. financial institutions and their ability to work in the United States. The new rules come just days ahead of President Barack Obama's scheduled trip to Cuba, when he will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit the island nation in nearly 90 years. Voters in 5 U.S. states are making their choices Tuesday in presidential primaries as Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton seek to further their leads. Florida is a key state in Tuesday's voting, where the Republican winner will get 99 delegates. Another state to watch is Ohio, where Trump is locked in a close race with State Governor John Kasich. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.